The New South Wales Group Action for Public Housing says it's not right that over 300,000 homes are sitting vacant every night in New South Wales simply because landlords are cherry-picking tenants they want for their investments. And in the name of gentrification, many public housing tenants in Sydney and Greater Sydney are now being driven out of their homes by developers. In this special story about the plight of tenants in public housing, Razor's Edge speaks to the tenants who've been attending rallies in their streets to protest their enforced evictions from their homes. One of these tenants is Carla Niena, who is very concerned about so many older First Nations women like herself who are now facing eviction in the public housing estate of Glebe, Waterloo, South Eveleigh, Riverwood, Tilopia, and even Coffs Harbour.
Land and Housing Corporation announced that they want to redevelop the site, claiming that they're going to put dwellings within that site. It's either going to be public housing 100%, and in the same discussion, they're saying it's going to be 100% community housing, and also claiming that they're not going to be selling off the land. That's an extreme rarity. And having been involved in Fight for Public Housing for quite some years, I know they're notorious for lying. People are just not very happy. There's a lot of bullying going on, misinformation, disinformation, people not being told the full story of what's actually happening.
How many people are we looking at, and how are they being badly impacted by the whole decision to evict a lot of you from the public housing estate?
We have 17 dwellings where I am. That doesn't mean 17 people. Five of those are family dwellings that are 3 to 4 bedrooms, and 12 are single unit, one bedroom places. One particular elderly man, he was moved out 4 months ago, and he was told, oh, it's a house. It's not a house. He was rushed out to look at the place when it was the worst pouring rain day that you could have. And this is a man that can barely walk. He was soaked to the skin before he even got into the relocation officer's car. Why you would not delay that to another day when this man can barely walk? He's shown the new place. He can't look up and around because he's not in good form. So he doesn't know that he's living in an apartment, not a house. He goes inside. He can't even look at the backyard because it's full of, you know, water because it's flooding. He's made to sign something that he presumes is a lease. He found out later it was just to release him from the former resident. Every step of the way, any requests he's had for things to be fixed, repaired, put in new handrails, whatever, he's been treated in a very dismissive way. He's had 4 falls since this and like major injuries. It's just been endless, and I keep going over to help him and I'm not in good form myself.
Carla Niena there from the Glebe Public Housing Estate, facing a looming eviction from her home with nowhere to go, and ending that interview. Next week, Razor's Edge will bring you more tenant stories from the rest of the housing estates facing evictions from around Sydney and Greater Sydney.